that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. On the line, Glenn Frommer, who is doing some fundraising for PKD, which is polycystic kidney disease, through Ride for PKD. Try to say that three times real fast, which is attached to Walk for PKD. How you doing today, Glenn?
Julie, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for what you do, because from what I understand, PKD is actually genetic disorder that causes cysts to grow in the kidneys. And obviously, Glenn, that can impact people's health, even lead to kidney failure. How did you get involved?
Exactly right. Yeah. So polycystic kidney disease affects 600,000 Americans today. I've got PKD, so I'm a member of the community. And the disease is genetically programmed to grow cysts on one's kidneys to the point where the cysts choke out kidney function. It's untreatable, incurable. It gets progressively worse as we age. Unfortunately, when your kidneys fail, you really only have three options. It's dialysis for some short period of time, a kidney transplant if you're lucky enough to get one, or unfortunately, death. So we're looking to raise money to support the Kidney Disease Foundation's research program, which provides research grant money to finest universities around the country doing research into the disease so that we can eradicate it and do away with the need for dialysis and transplantation.
Before we get into your personal mission, tell us more about the PKD Foundation.
Absolutely. Yeah, the PKD Foundation, which is headquartered in Kansas City, they've been around for about 40 years. They're the only nonprofit in the U.S. that's focused on supporting the PKD community. They do lots of education. They do outreach. We happen to do a lot of advocacy with our local government officials and our federal officials to try to get additional funding from the NIH, the NIDDK, the Department of Defense, which all support research into multiple diseases. And we're trying to get more money into PKD. But they also educate patients in the community, help people understand what their options are, highlight some of the symptoms that one might have before they even know they have PKD.
Right, yeah.
And in my opinion, most importantly, do the seed funding for research programs around the country.
Now we're going to get into your specific. You are now riding your bike across 18 states, over 5,300 miles. Tell our listeners more and how they can get involved.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I think my tush would say that I probably could have made a better decision on the sport to choose. Been a lot of pedaling. I'm cycling around 60 miles a day for around 100 days. It's a little bit short of 6,000 miles on the route across the country. We had originally set a goal for $500,000 to be raised for the research fund. We're just approaching that now. We've still got about 8 weeks left in the journey. We're on the cusp of identifying what we really need to know about this disease and hopefully creating these treatments that the whole community is in desperate need of. Please continue to use your momentum to raise more money.
Check out Glenn's story, rideforpkd.org. And just a reminder, you know, when it comes to anything regarding kidney disease, we also have to remember the health disparities. Data suggests African-Americans suffer worse outcomes sometimes because it's not identified, like you talked about, Glenn. So just thank you for bringing attention to your story, and have a good time riding, and fill us in when you finished.
Julie, thanks very much for having me, and appreciate your community and their support for the ride.
Your workday wrap-up, 210 Hot 103 Jams.